It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. Main Street Magazine, of course, can be found at its normal locations, which is on newsstands throughout the area, hotels. I mean, it's just spread throughout the tri-state region for the magazine, and on the web, mainstreetmag.com. And we have Thorin once again joining us today. Thorin, nice to speak to you today.
Nice to speak to you on what seems like day, 15 of Groundhog Day?
Great. Day 15, and now it looks like we definitely have at least another 30 days of this to continue as the national distancing program will continue. And for businesses like us, we are small, medium businesses that serve our area. It has changed the way we do business here at the radio station. I mean, we have the back door and the front door locked, and all our shows are now done from remote locations, except for my morning show. And I'm sure it's affected the way you're doing operations at Main Street Magazine.
It certainly has for the most part, just because of our advertisers and the situation we're in. But for us personally, I mean, we're considered, just like you, a news source or news media, so we can go to work, we can operate out of the office, and we had kind of locked our doors just like you did, about a week and a half before this got very serious. So we were still conducting business, but with the kids not having school or daycare, it's a little challenging because Ashley and I both have young children. And so when Cuomo here in New York State, ordered, all non-essential businesses over a week ago to stay home, I just said, let's just see how this pans out. Let's bring everything home and we'll just work remotely. So that's what we've been doing for the past week. And I, one person manning their office who literally lives next door. But Ashley and I are doing everything remotely, and all of my writers and, stringers, if you will, they're all doing their part just from home.
That's interesting, because what we do here is I'm here early in the morning. Jill comes in around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then Maddie takes over in the afternoon for 2 or 3 hours. So we have somebody in the building, but no one's allowed in. And yes, all of our shows are done remotely now. They either call in, Skype in, Zoom in, whatever you want to call it.
Exactly.
It's a whole different world out there. But another thing we've done, and I don't know about you, what we've done is if our clients call in and they cannot pay their underwriting, we keep them on air and we tell them, you know what, we'll forgive you on a month-to-month basis. Because we've built up a nice roster of 300 and some odd clients, not on the all on the air at the same time. But we just want them to know that we're in this for the long haul for them.
Yes.
And with the SBA coming out with some interesting programs, it looks like we'll be able to recoup some of those losses and continue to operate. But, we feel for the businesses in our area.
I'm very involved. My three-year-old here.
That's okay.
I'm getting stickers out here. I've been talking with, obviously, the Military Business Alliance. I'm one of the chairs of it. And so we've been, dealing with a lot of stuff there. And from, Debbie Middlebrook has been giving us information, as well as, Mark Molinaro. So we've been passing it along to our businesses, as well as, I've been talking to Salisbury Bank, the Bank of Greene County, and trying to pass any and every information on to all of our local businesses, as well as, for us, just like you, for our advertisers. And trying to help them the best we can. And, I hope that the loan that you just spoke of, I hope that a lot of us can apply for it, and it'll help us, to kind of get through this period, because a lot of our business, especially the restaurants, I feel, are, right now, immediately, at least, the ones most in danger, if you will.
Well, yeah, they are, because they have totally had a change. I mean, yes, there are, like, the liquor stores have to have curbside service, and you can have only a certain amount of people inside, and the grocery stores only a certain number of people inside, and they do deliveries. But the restaurants have had a change. Ones that did delivery before had that all set up, but every other restaurant to survive has had to set up some sort of delivery or curbside service where people can come and get their wares. And that is just so frustrating for a lot of businesses, as a matter of fact, where it's such a big change for the ease of their customer to come to them.
Yeah, and especially for the restaurants that are, you go there for the ambiance, you go there for the bar scene, and, so it's not the same. And they're the ones who I know are suffering more than, the ones you are used to going to get pickup stuff from. So I hope for everyone's sake that, you know, this is, we kind of can get back to normal as soon as possible. And, you know, obviously the health and welfare of all of our neighbors is, you know, the most important thing. But right after that is the, you know, well-being of our businesses, because it's a trickle down. We're all connected. And if, you know, our businesses don't thrive, that means, you know, people who work there are unemployed, and that, you know, it's all connected. We're all connected.
Well, that's the whole thing. You're right, because we have between the radio station and the Bargain Barn, which is a major source of income for us because we're a 501c3 and we operate that, that has been shut down completely because it is a non-essential business. But yeah, we've kept all the employees there as of right now on pay, because, you know, they need to live and you know what, if businesses were to cut off paying the people that work for them, then the people that work for them won't go out and go to any other businesses, like to buy food and everything like that. It's an incredible vicious cycle.
It is. And I one of the things that I thought was incredibly eye-opening, you know, when this was declared a pandemic that Wednesday, it's almost 2 weeks ago now, how within a matter of, it feels like almost hours, that people were, I won't say scrambling, but it was, you know, fear set in, and mostly for, you know, a lot of the business, because we were in the process right then of going to press with our April issue. And excuse me, and I had obviously some advertisers drop out who are, you know, were advertising events. And, you know, our April issue was looking to be a really big issue. And, you know, we're very excited about it. It was our second annual environmental themed issue, where we focused on the environmental issues. And there are a lot of upcoming events that a lot of people were advertising. So it just, like, you know, within the span of 10 minutes, we dropped a whole page worth of advertisers. We were like, whoa, what is happening? And, and then, you know, we started talking to more people who were, like, on the fence about things, and, you know, businesses in town. And it happened really fast. And you really, you know, for us, we saw how completely interconnected we all are. And, you know, how one thing, the ripple effect is huge. And I think we're all feeling that in the world right now.
And when you say that Thursday when I call it the Thursday that all hell broke loose at 11 o'clock in the morning, our lives in the media, everybody's lives changed, but our lives in the media really changed an incredible amount, because not only do we have to worry about our business, our employees, but we also have to, we do. I think this is what makes us successful. We worry about the businesses that support us.
That's precisely the thing. And so obviously, you know, probably you and I are maybe more than, you know, just the average business. We know more what's going on in different sectors because of that, because we've been talking to our advertisers. And I mean, we at Main Street, you know, we've always been about, you know, trying to help promote people and businesses and, you know, in our area. We're in a very community oriented. We want to tell a good story and help everyone that we can. And, you know, obviously we've talked to a few in the last 3 weeks that, you know, hey, my ad, I have to pull it. Hey, my bill, I don't know if I can pay it. And so we are trying to do everything that we can to help them as much as we can. You know, obviously, I still have employees that I need to pay. But at the same time, like, just like you, I'm looking at the long term. I want them to make it. So if I have to help them out in any way that I can at this time, I'm trying to. And we had a few folks who asked, hey, you know, you're not printing your April issue, right? You know, this is about a week and a half ago. And as I said to them, nope, you know, my printer got an exemption from the state. She was able to print it. We actually got it last week. We got it a week early, and they are all delivered everywhere. I went thoroughly through our distribution list. Obviously, a lot of our distribution locations are just closed. And so we amended where we dropped all the magazines, but we went to the grocery stores, we went to gas stations, you know, everywhere that people can go right now, albeit, you know, in small groups. But we will be going back as frequently as we need to these places so that people can get the magazine. And I put it online early, because usually we wait about 3 weeks before we put it online. Our April issue is online right now, and we've been doing a lot of editorial on our website, both information related to the coronavirus, things happening here locally in relation to it, as well as just, you know, things so you can forget that this is happening for a minute, and, you know, something entertaining. And also the other thing, big thing that we're doing is specifically on our social media, we have an advertiser spotlight that we're doing every day. We've been doing three or four a day where we highlight one of our advertisers, and we're hoping that that may help, you know, and we're encouraging people, even if, you know, the business is closed, you know, reach out to them, buy a gift certificate, or, you know, spread, if they have a social media post, share it. You know, anything and everything at this point is helpful.
That's exactly what we're doing, because you have to keep the business name in people's minds on a daily basis, even though that they're closed, to let them know that they may be closed now or they may have different hours now, but they're in business and they will be in business when this is all over.
Precisely. And a lot of them have shifted as well. You know, as we were just talking about the restaurants who have shifted, you know, we, you know, a lot of the other businesses, the retail and others have shifted too. To online, and you know, I know a few in town that are doing a lot more social media and are selling through, you know, the website or social media, and then they're doing deliveries. And you know what? At this point, whatever we need to do, that's what everyone's going to have to do.
All right. For people that want to see the magazine online, it's mainstreetmag.com, mainstreetmag.com. And of course, at whatever places that are open that normally have it, they have it now, the Main Street magazine itself. Thorin, we'll speak to you again in a couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll be further along in this.
I hope that, you know, all of us are healthy at that point, and I hope that our businesses are also remaining healthy. And, you know, I just encourage everyone, you know, please, you know, listen to the radio, read our magazine or online, and support local businesses.
All right. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks, Soren. Thank you.
Thanks, Marshall.